After the recession hit, Roger Bell says he struggled to find a job and keep up with bills. Then he says Uber came to Tallahassee and gave him an answer.
This has afforded me the opportunity to look for full-time employment in addition to earning income to help take care of my children as well as pay my bills myself.
During a city commission meeting Wednesday, Uber drivers told stories about their desperate searches for jobs before Uber came to town, as well as stories about the people they've helped by driving, from young people who got safe rides home to elderly and disabled people who drivers say appreciate the above and beyond service they provide. It's a stark difference from the picture John Camillo paints. He represents the Yellow Cab Company. Here he's reading Uber's terms and conditions.
By using the services, you acknowledge that you may be exposed to situations involving third-party providers that are potentially unsafe, offensive, harmful to minors.
Camillo says 120 licensed drivers work for Yellow Cab, and the city's looking into a plan that would require Uber drivers to undergo the same licensing Yellow Cab drivers do. Commissioners introduced an ordinance Wednesday that would require all drivers of vehicles for hire to pay $30 for a permit from the Tallahassee Police Department. Part of that permitting process will require drivers to pass a drug test. The ordinance also requires all vehicles, whether owned by the driver or company, to undergo an inspection, and will require drivers to annually provide updates about their insurance information. Finally, it sets maximum rates for Uber drivers. The commission didn't discuss the issue Wednesday, but will hold a public meeting on the subject March 25th. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.